ready? Here we go.
The Hit Breakfast Show.
All right.
Thanks to McDonald's. Grab a McCafe iced coffee made with the new McCafe blend.
This is really exciting. Out today is the sequel to Boss Baby. It's Boss Baby Family Business. And you'll know this guy from X-Men, Superman, The Notebook, 27 Dresses, Dead to Me, Hairspray. Oh my God, the list goes on. He joins us right now. James Marsden, the star of the movie. How are you going?
Doing well. Nice intro.
Can we say the star of the movie when it's an animation? Is that still applicable?
Yes. Yes. In fact, I would be offended if you said anything else.
Okay,
you
good.
Have to say the star. Actually, you have to say the star and the only star of the movie.
Now, see, I'm
Alec Baldwin has nothing to do with it.
I'm going to question you on that because you do star in it with Alec Baldwin.
Yes.
Jimmy Kimmel.
Never heard of him.
These are all up and comers. Lisa Kudrow, Jeff Goldblum. But like Gabby said, it's an animated film. So at any point, were you guys in the same room together or was it all just go in, voice your stuff, next person comes in, COVID rules apply?
No, we weren't. We were never in the same room together. Sadly, I was kind of hoping that we would be. But no, we all just Alec was in New York and I was in L.A. and everyone's kind of all over the place. And then COVID hit and it was just we were doing some of the lines from home. And so it was we were all just, you know, I would go in and do my work. And, and Tom McGrath, the director, is a terrific voiceover actor. He would read Alec's lines or Eva's lines or Amy or anybody. So that you can get a little rhythm to the scenes. But that was it. No, it was very, very separate. We were all, it's very kind of staccato experience, but a fun one at that. Like you get to go in and just focus on your stuff and do it 1,000 different ways and just play with it.
What a perfect project to do in COVID times, though, where you can each do it individually so it's not really affected by having to socially distance.
Right, exactly. Yeah, that's what I want the rest of my work to be. It's just voiceover work and movies opposite animated rodents like Sonic. And Hoff. And yeah, that's it. Just COVID-safe movies. Obviously – any actor wants to be there on set looking into the other actor's eyes and, you know, kind of feeding off of their energies and you kind of have to fake it, I guess, to some degree when you're doing voiceover work. You have to imagine what Alec Baldwin's going to do or what the other actors are going to do. But that's kind of the fun of it, too, you know, is like you kind of just get to go in there and you can do no wrong, right? You get to try everything. And you don't have to worry about what you look like, or if you're making a stupid face, or if you're, you know, if another actor's late, or if, you know, the camera's out of focus. It's just you and the microphone and let's see what you got.
And you don't have to be in shape, looking good, in makeup.
No,
all that
you
sort
are
of stuff.
Anyway, though.
You can smell, and look like and feel like anything you want. You just have to sound a certain way.
God, it sounds like radio. What a dream.
Yeah, right?
James, at the start of the interview, Gabby worked through like the huge shopping list that is your back catalog. And like, as she was sort of reading that, and as I look at the work you've done, it's a real mixed bag of genres. There's a little bit of animation. There's a bit of like more serious dramatic stuff. There's some comedy. There's some musicals in there. Do you personally have a favorite genre of film that you like to star in, or is just a gig to you?
Victorian era dramas are kind of my favorite.
Oh yeah, you were in Bridgerton, right?
My favorite is always what I haven't done yet.
Good answer.
No, I don't know. I think I was a little confusing to casting directors when I was starting out, and that they typically just kind of wanted to cast me as like the jock in high school. It was the, you know, whatever. But I always liked comedy more and thought I was better at that and not taking myself so seriously. But I looked like somebody that they would want to cast as someone who takes himself seriously, if that makes sense. So I've always felt a little bit more like a character actor, kind of like, hey, you know, whatever you'll cast me in, I'll do it. That's how you start out, right?
Well, I love that because you're not pigeonholed.
Like, I'm only going to be doing these types of films. I want to be taken seriously as an actor. It's like, no. Hey, can you ride a horse and do a roundhouse karate kick while you're doing it? And like, oh, sure, I can figure it out.
Yeah, I can do I remember that.
I remember this old, when I started out, we had headshots that you would show like three different photos on the headshot to show your range. It would be like you like wearing a fedora and holding a gun as like a gangster. And then another one would be like you like juggling as a clown. And the other one would be like you with your shirt off, getting out of the pool. You know, so it was like, look how much range I have. And now, of course, they did away with all of that. But no, I feel lucky, to be honest.
Well, you said that you don't take yourself too seriously, and that's something I wanted to ask you about because your role as Tim Templeton in Boss Baby, it's a dad who hasn't left his childhood behind. Like, he's still very imaginative and very creative and very much taking that kid kind of aspect into adulthood. And I think a lot of adults lose that. You, as a dad in real life, do you have that quality still? Do you still get into imagination fights with the kids?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. And I have to let myself do that. My kids and I play all the time. I'm always encouraging them to, you know, set the iPads aside and let's have fun. Now, my kids are in their 40s now. So
seems that way.
Really, I got to let go of this dream at some point. But no, my son is 20. My daughter is 16 and my youngest is 8 years old. And they're, you know, I think, first of all, just being an actor makes me feel like I get to, you know, hold on to my childhood a little bit longer, right? It's just, you get to play, pretend for a living. And it's pretty great. And then having kids and going back through childhood through their eyes and you know, experiencing it through their journeys is, you know, kind of keeps you young as well. And I always, you know, I've always been, it's always been easy for me to dive into their worlds. Right. It's just to get silly and get imaginative and play. And they love it. And I think it's like to all the parents out there, the more you really commit to that and don't sort of do it halfway, like really turn your phone off, really put your computer down and immerse yourself in their worlds. You're going to create memories for them for the rest of their life. And so I get to experience that sort of childhood feeling by, you know, being fully present with my kids.
So good. And it's a great excuse to allow yourself to have ice cream for dinner.
So yeah, no kidding, right? I'm just a big kid.
It's research for a role, I promise. Well,
yeah, but I'm a kid at heart.
I'm a kid at heart. It's for the movie.
And in my gut.
The Boss Baby, go and see it around the Boss Baby Family Business. It is in cinemas as of today. James Marsden, forget about Alec and Jimmy and Lisa and Eva and all the other stars.
And Tobey Maguire. Tobey Maguire, who you took over from. Who cares about him?
All old news. James Marsden.
You know, I have a feeling that this isn't going to translate into print.
James Marsden, diva.
Yeah. James. Wants to only be referred to as the only star.
Great to have you on the show, man. Thank you so much. Big love from Australia.
Yeah, same. Back at you.
That was Cliffo and Gabby's podcast.
Looking for your morning coffee hit without the heat? Grab a McCafe iced coffee. It's perfect for warm Queensland mornings.